James Johnson here. As you saw in the last video, we were able to directly download or export the information that you needed via the, specific county's property appraiser site. However, the problem is that, a lot of counties across the country, they don't allow that feature. You can't just download or export all of the information into Excel, but you can still access all of that information. So what we're going to review in this video is how you can quickly and effectively pull the information from those appraiser sites, even when you can't export the data. So this method is definitely a lot more time-consuming and tedious, but as Rod said throughout the course, building your database from scratch and making it by hand is one of the absolute best things you could do for your business. So don't skip the counties where you can't export the data, because other people might be doing that. If they're not doing that, that means you should even more. So we're going to get started on this. We're going to do a county around just north of Tampa that has the same problem that I'm telling you about. In this county, you're able to view the info, just not export it. So as in the other videos, your home base, you want to start at NETR Online. And then you're going to go to Public Records Online. Next, we'll do Florida. And then we're going to do Marion County. So like I said, that's just north of Tampa. And then click on the property appraiser. Okay, so now we're going to go to the property search. And as you could see, this is also a good example of how each county has their search abilities laid out differently. So in Sarasota and Pinellas and the other various counties that we looked at, you saw how much info you're able to pull right off the bat. Here you could see you could search by address, name, parcel number, property costs, subdivision name, map index, etc. So what we want to be doing is by property class. And as you can see, that means, it's going to search for parcels specified property class. And, an example would be entering 02 is going to pull all the property classes of 02. First, we need to find out what those property classes are. Okay, so here's the list. Typically, each county will have the list typically on their website. If you're having a tough time finding it, you could call, but there's typically a small click here button to access it. And then what I like to do is on this page, you want to just Command F and search just the word multi, and you want to find all of the classes that are going to relate to multifamily. So you could really only do this if it's only a one-page site. But here we could see multifamily 10 units or more, multifamily 9 units or less, and that's multi-story office. And that's it. So now we know that there's two, that this county has it broken down by 10 or up and then 9 or less. And then a county like this, this is where I was also saying in the last video, this could be a little bit tricky for you because if you only want residential or if you only want commercial, when you're in that 9 units or less section, residential and commercial is going to be mixed together. But I'm going to show you here some tricks where you can figure out how many units there are and separate the residential from the commercial. But for this, just to keep it simple, we're going to do 10 units or more. So we know the code for that is 03. So now we can go back into the main site, and underneath you want click property class and then put 03 in there. And remember that each and every county is different, so most likely no other county is going to have the same layout as Marion County. Well, sometimes they do. A lot of the counties in Georgia use the same system, similar in some other states. But in Florida and the majority of these counties across the country, they very rarely have the same breakdown. So this is really just for Marion County, but this is a good example of what a lot of them look like. So we're going to search that, and now you can see for the parcel, the property code 03, here's all the multifamily properties in Marion County that are 10 units or more. In total, there is 111 records. So in the whole county, there's 111 properties that are over 10 units. And as you can see, nowhere on here is there an export page or a download or anything like that. So what a lot of people do is they just skip this because, you know, it's going to be a lot of work to build this database. So they just skip over it because they're not able to download it. But I know that you're not going to do that and you're going to follow through these instructions. They're very easy. They're simple to do, but, you know, it's going to take some time. But once it's done, this database is done and all you need to do is update it. So just stick with this. So we're going to go back up to the top. And we're just gonna, so you could see, here's the parcel number, here's the name, here's the site address. This is the name, I mean, the owner. So owner and then site address. So there's two ways you could go about doing this. The first way is you could actually by hand copy and paste all of this info into the sheet. You could do all the owners and then all of the site addresses. That somewhat complicates it, so what I am going to show you and what we suggest you do is you just want to click on this first one, and there's no way around this other than just copy and paste in each one, one by one. So it's this is a perfect task if you have a VA or you're interested in getting one. This is something that you could easily teach them to do. All right, now that we're in here, and you have your, typically have it split up like this, half and half, split screen. And you want to start filling in the relevant info that you need. So remember, you want a different, a new database, a new spreadsheet for each county. And so this one you would label Marion County, 10 units and up. And then we're going to start just in column A. First, you're going to get your property, your parcel ID number. From the top left, typically. Copy and paste that in there. Now we know we need our last sale and our last sale price. So we could see this information is typically going to be under the transfer history, the property transfer history, sale date and sale ranges. But it's a pretty self-explanatory. It's just typically labeled different. And we could see here that this property sold in 93 for $100, but the actual, the last sale date was 03 of 1988. So we will put that right there. And then the sale price, $715,000, and we'll put that in the sale price. It's in the numbers, but if you retype it just directly in there, it'll fix it for you. So now we have that. Now we need column E, the tax value. So we could see for 2016, it was valued at $765,000. So pop that in there. 765,738. Next is the name, so we can assume this is the Northside Villas of Ocala, just due to the ownership being that. And now we need the properties information. So right here, this is the owner's address. The site address, which is always under site US, 2129. 40 Northwest 46th Lane, and then it has a unit 40. You don't want to put that in there. You just want to put that first part underneath the street. The city, we know it's in Ocala. State, Florida, county, Marion. No zip code for that. So most of the time they won't have the zip code, and you'll just have to Google it if you want that info. It's really not needed right off the bat. And then what this show all site addresses is, that will show each unit's address. So that was how I was speaking of earlier, if you're looking at the database where it's everything 9 units and under, you could find out how many specific units there are a variety of ways. First, you could click this Show All Site Addresses. And here will be every single unit's address. So you could count all these. So it looks like the buildings are broken up. It's all four plexes. So you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you could count how many four plexes there are and then just multiply by 4. That's one way you could do it. Takes a little bit longer. Or the second way is there's frequently there's like an assessor notes section that's on here. And then there it'll typically say how many units there are and then what the breakdown of those units were. So let's see if we can find that. Okay. Typically, sometimes it's in the building characteristics section. We could see that there's also characteristics of each one. So let's just see if we could search assessor. Okay. Then it should be all the way down at the bottom. Okay, appraiser notes right here. Northgate Apartments, 44 units. All 1-1. So that's great info to have, because now you know that this isn't, you know, this list is just 10 unit and above properties. So you know, a 10 or 11 unit building is obviously extremely different than a 44 unit building or a 144 unit. So now you're actually able to put in your next section, column L, number of units, 44, and you even know that they're all 1-1s. So it's great info to have. Not all the counties have it that detailed. It just depends on if the appraiser uploads his or her notes. Next, the entity information. So we'll have to go back up to the top. So this isn't listed under an LLC or a corporation, so what you'd have to do here is, in an upcoming video, once we're breaking these down, I'll show you how you could find the ownership info of this. But we're going to skip over that for now. But the assessor owner, we know that is Northside Villas of Ocala. So pop that in there. And then their mailing address. This is very important to get this copy and paste it on their right, because this is going to be crucial when we're trying to find the actual owner. Address, and then city, state, and zip. Okay, so now you could see we have all the information that we could possibly get, or that we need, right now for your database. We're leaving off at column P, which is the actual owner's first and last name. So we're going to break that down in an upcoming video, and we're also going to find the age, you know, their street, their city, phone number, any, you know, etc. So as you can see, we're able to get the parcel ID, last sale date, sale price, tax value, the apartment's name, street, city, state, county, and the number of units, along with the assessor's ownership info, all by doing that. So you could see it takes a minute or two to do it for each property, but once you're in the groove of it, it really goes by pretty quick. And then you could see, you could go to the next parcel up here, or you can go back to the list and then click the next one and keep on going through, and you'll be able to, you know, really pick up the process. So this is another building right next to it, so we'll skip over that one because it's going to be the same. But if we're going to do this third one, you could see, even just the second time going around, you know, by now you're going to know how this county's laid out. So we know this is the third one, put that in there. Then you could do it in order of where it's located. Got the assessor's info. All right, we know that's an LTD, their address, right here. And as you could see, we're able to go through this a lot quicker just that second time around. Here we have the value. Then we could get the other information that we need as well. Transfer history, see that the last sale was in 1988 for $70,000. And you can get all that information just as quick the second time around, and then you're really going to expedite the process. And once you get a feel for it and you're in a good flow, you'll get it done fairly quick. But like I said, this is the perfect assignment that you could have VA do. Very easy, very simple to do, just inputting this first step of data. So that's pretty much it for this video. I just wanted to show you how you could, just go in there and manually hand make this database when you're not able to do it via a download or exporting it. So it's as simple as that. Just going into the property appraiser site, and you just got to go property by property, getting all the info for your spreadsheet from column A up into column O. So that's it for this one. I hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate the time, and I'll see you on the next one.